Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today we've got something really cool to talk about. Absolutely. We're diving into the world of ChatGPT image prompts and how they can seriously elevate your AI art game. That's right. Now we're in 2026, and you'd think with ChatGPT dominating the market, over 800 million users, you could just type a prompt and get awesome images. But that's not always the case. Oh, really, what's the catch? Well, the problem lies in how vague instructions can lead to frustrating results. Imagine asking a mechanic, "My car makes a noise." It's not very helpful, right? Yeah. You need to be specific, like, "It clunks when I turn left." Exactly. With ChatGPT, instead of saying something like, "Cool car," you should say, "Shot on 35mm, f1.8 aperture, golden hour lighting." That level of detail makes all the difference. Oh wow, that's actually really interesting. So it's really about using the right words instead of just piling on more words. Right? And here's a pro tip. Always define your aspect ratio in your prompts. Even now, DALL-E 3 defaults to squares if you don't specify. Just add NASH-R16:9 for YouTube thumbnails. That's a game changer. So what about fixing blurry results? I know that's a common issue. Great question. If you haven't checked out the new agent mode yet, you're missing out. It's like having a service advisor for your prompts. Instead of guessing what to tweak, it asks clarifying questions to refine the image. So you can just say what you want and it takes care of the technical stuff for you? Exactly. I've seen it boost professional output by about 3 times faster. No more tweaking 100 prompts to get a decent image. Wow. It sounds like you still have to be careful, right? Definitely. If you switch directions too quickly in your requests, you could end up with a confusing hybrid image. Stick to one theme per session. Got it. Now, consistency is something you mentioned earlier. How can folks keep their style uniform across images? Ah, the dreaded style drift. This happens when creators get one great image and the next one looks completely different. To avoid this, use seed numbers or specific style references. Jordan, seed numbers? What's that? Alex, they're like a fingerprint for your images. You can tell. ChatGPT to keep the seed from the previous image, which helps maintain similar composition across your art. Plus, be specific with your art style. Don't just say cartoon. Go for flat vector art, thick black outlines. That's such a simple fix. It really sounds like attention to detail is key. It absolutely is. And here's why you should use ChatGPT for commercial art. Better visuals can lead to a significant revenue boost. Some businesses have seen order increases of over 127% just by optimizing their AI art. That's incredible. So speed is a big factor too, right? For sure. In the past, you'd wait days for an artist. Now, with a good prompt, you can get a concept in just 15 seconds. That's money in your pocket. But I assume there are still some challenges when it comes to creating commercial art? You bet. Safety filters have tightened up. OpenAI blocks about 39% of edgy concepts, so you have to learn how to navigate around those filters to get what you need. So it's about being creative with your wording? Exactly. And when you're prompting, avoid overloading your instructions. Keep it simple. Subject, action, environment, lighting, style. That's the winning formula. That makes so much sense. I've seen those weird artifacts in AI images. Like, where did that extra hand come from? Right. About 45% of AI images have those oddities. Always check your results closely. Got it? And I guess that means it's best to handle any text separately, right? Absolutely. Let the AI focus on creating the artwork and then use a dedicated tool for any text. It'll look much more professional. So what are some final thoughts you have for our listeners? Just remember that while these tools are powerful, they still require a bit of finesse. The difference between a pro and a beginner often comes down to knowing how to use the tool effectively. Great takeaways today. If you want to dive deeper into any of these topics, we've got resources that can help you master your image prompts. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. That's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. We appreciate your listening and we'll catch you in the next one.